Welcome to Direct Line with Greg Taylor and Stephanie Spangler. Direct Line, religious topics without preaching, mixing politics and religion and not shying away from controversy. You're not going to find all your answers, but you will always find an opinion. This is Direct Line. And now your hosts, Greg Taylor and Stephanie Spangler.
Well, hey, good morning. Welcome to Direct Line. It's Wednesday, March 20. Happy spring, Stephanie.
Thank you.
Does it feel like spring?
It's cold out there today.
I know,
today.
A little chilly. But we've got a short show today because the National Junior College National Tournament is in town. I got to hang out there yesterday for a little bit.
Well, I heard you did more than just
do
hang
a little
out.
Public address.
I heard you did a great job.
Well, I don't know about that, but it was a lot of fun, and
maybe we'll
talk more about that later in the show. But I'm excited today to have in studio a return guest and a brand new guest. We have State's Attorney Jacqueline Lacey with us. Congratulations on the election last night.
Thank you, Greg.
And Jonathan Munoz is also with us, and so. Jacqueline, I want to start with you, just really a general question. What's new in the world of crime prosecution? And the reason I ask you that is the last time you were here, what did they call that? The Safety Act was going into effect.
Right.
And so I think we were using words like
pretrial fairness and no cash bail.
Yeah. Catastrophe, I think, was like words that were being thrown out.
Sure. And so it's not a catastrophe. I will say, and just to give ourselves a compliment in Vermilion County through working with pretrial services who are working across the state with many different counties. We've been getting a lot of compliments on how organized we are, how well put together not only the state's attorney's office, but the way we're organized within our own court system and making sure that everything is being addressed in a timely manner and appropriately. I will say that it has caused an extremely extraordinary amount of work for my staff.
Yeah.
Staff's having to work, you know, more time in court, more time in front of the judge, more time being taken when it could be done, you know, for other things. Not to say that these things aren't important, but and spending more time on call to prepare for Sunday bond court. Now, I still call it bond court after 20 some years. So detention hearings and things that are happening. So it's put an extra layer of work on staff who are already working very hard every day.
That's not good.
No, it's exhausting.
Yeah.
So as we look to our criminal court system and our criminal justice system, you know, law enforcement's having a difficult time finding officers. We're having a difficult time finding prosecutors.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, thank you for all you do.
It's
an important role.
It's an honor.
We just thank you for your hard work. And Jonathan, I want to get you on the air right now. Jonathan Munoz. And it says here you're with the CAC. And I have to confess, I didn't know what the CAC was until we talked. So what's the CAC and what do you do?
So the CAC is an acronym for Child Advocacy Center. We are the Vermilion County Child Advocacy Center. Vermilion County was the last county to have a CAC. But Jacqueline and late Senator Scott Bennett worked really hard to bring it from the ground up and create that foundational piece for us to start advocating for these children that suffer through abuse.
Yeah.
So we do the forensic interviewing of children who suffer alleged abuse, physical, sexual, or witness to violent crimes. We provide the advocacy for those children and the non-offending caregiver. So we provide the wraparound services for counseling, if they're needing local resources, because a lot of families don't know there's a ton of resources here in Vermilion County that they can, they just need that direct line of help. So,
Okay.
Well, you're both here today to promote an event that is going to be happening 2 weeks from today on Wednesday, April 3rd at DAC. Can you tell us about the Child Abuse Awareness Conference?
So we are hosting a Child Abuse Awareness Conference at DAC's Bremer Theater. April 3rd, from 8:30 to 5. We have partnered with a lot of local agencies, the state's attorney's office, CASA, Survivor Resource Center, Crosspoint, and our National Children's Alliance to provide this conference. It's a free conference. Lunch will be provided as well. So it's just to bring more awareness of child exploitation and child abuse to Vermilion County.
And this is the second year that this has happened. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
It is.
Now, you said you weren't here last year, Jonathan, right, for that? But Jacqueline, you were, you know, so what was the impetus behind this conference? I mean, it sounds awesome, but...
So, I mean, April is Child Abuse Awareness Month, and it was an opportunity for as we've become more active and doing more outreach through the state's attorney's office, getting the Child Advocacy Center, getting that up and running through COVID, and bringing more awareness, bringing, you know, the Survivor Resource Center together with Crosspoint and CASA, you know, us all working together and offering the presenters, just a few of the presenters are Kevin Mulcahy, Corey Jewel Jensen, Jamie Rosland, and then Brittany Morris is also going to add to the presentations for the day. And typically those individuals have either suffered abuse or worked in the, you know, abusive, I guess, counseling environment, the for lack of a better term. But it's offering not only awareness, but also education, things to look for. Yeah. So a lot of professionals come to the conference. I think it's Applewood is catering it this year at the Bremer Center. It is a free event, and it's an opportunity for law enforcement, whomever, DAC students, whoever wants to come and be a part of it, to really learn about what's going on in the community, in our community and other communities across the United States, really.
You know, we are a show that looks at what's happening in the world and especially our community through the lens of faith. And as I just look at this conference and hear the two of you speaking, I'm reminded, if you're a church leader, if you lead a, you know, a faith-based group, we ought to be on the front lines of dealing with this. I shared Sunday about kind of the first time I really dealt with that question of why do bad things happen to God's people. I mean, it was an 18-month-old that had been just violently shaken by a babysitter and just the devastating impact that that had created on our little community of Mowiqua, Illinois. So I want to give a shout out to the faith community. And I think a lot of times we think, well, that's for the police, that's for the state's attorney, that's for the social service organizations. I think that's for the faith community.
And it, you know, the outcries from children who suffer abuse, the outcries aren't typically first to law enforcement. They're to teachers, they're to pastors, they're to neighbors, their aunts and uncles, whomever they feel safe with, and creating that safe environment that a child feels safe to come forward and tell. And that's the biggest problem, because it's so many times kept a secret and for so long, and the damage is done.
Absolutely. So go ahead.
The conference is not only for professionals, but it could be just for anybody that wanted to attend. And how do they register?
I think there is a QR code on the flyer. We have it on the CAC Facebook. It's also on the state's attorney's office Facebook. And I think, I don't know, Jonathan, the details about registration, but I think they do want you to register ahead of time for lunch.
Yes, just to give us a head count on lunch. Eventbrite's the link that's attached to the QR code, and also our Facebook post. So just follow our social media and you can register that way.
And I'm going to share your social media posts so you can find it.
So if you would like
Facebook
to come, that would be great.
Yeah.
So Jonathan, it says on here that there's a community forum, a community leader forum. Obviously it's good to go and hear presentations, but what can we expect from the community leader forum?
You can expect just Q&As. I mean, we offered them the Eventbrite to ask questions so we can, if they're not feeling ready to publicly ask the community leaders questions, they can always ask us and we can ask the community leader forum. We did give them a 2-hour block.
Okay.
So just because last year there was some issues of not having the chance to ask them all the questions that they had. So we offered them more of a chance, and this gives the community leaders to answer any questions of the community members or professionals.
Yeah. And that's 2 weeks from today, right? Wednesday, April the 3rd at DAC, Bremer Center, 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. It sounds great. Now, Jacqueline, you said there's a second thing that you wanted to promote that's happening. I think, is it April 22nd? Is that right?
It is. So the week of April 22nd is National Crime Victims Rights Week. My office, myself, along with my victim assistance program, we are putting on a screening. It's essentially a movie. And to give you a little bit of detail about it, it's an officer who trained in rural Texas, Mark Wynn, and he revisits his childhood home. He's presented for us before, but he talks about trauma, his own trauma and his own family trauma, and law enforcement and first responders dealing with trauma and dealing with victims of trauma. People so many times wonder, or why don't victims tell the absolute details when they first come on scene. It's because they've been traumatized and the brain works in mysterious ways.
Right.
So that is free. It's an 11 a.m. screening and then a 1 p.m. screening. I'm going to do a Q&A for a little bit after each screening to answer questions. To go back to our panel for the other event for Child Abuse Awareness, that conference, Andy Moniak is going to be the moderator from Moniak Leadership. Mm-hmm. Myself is going to be on the panel. I think Chief Yates and there's some other community leaders who are going to be joining in on that panel to answer questions about what's going on as far as, you know, preventing child abuse and prosecuting those cases.
She does a great job. I was part of an all-day strategic planning event for the Women's Care Clinic that she facilitated, and she is exceptional, definitely. Hey, you have a happy birthday shout out that you want to give?
Do.
Is that right?
Oh, that's fun. So Teresa Ard, I won't say how old she'll be today, but today is her birthday. So happy birthday, Teresa. I hope you're listening.
You know, that's great because last week was my wife's birthday and I did say how old she was. So you're very nice.
But was your wife listening?
But she listened on Saturday on our way to Champaign.
Okay.
Yeah, she got a chuckle. So, hey, this last question that I have is a question we just throw out all the time. And, you know, there's a lot of people that listen to Direct Line that are praying people. And so if people are listening to this interview, they're listening to your reality, kind of the new reality of prosecution in the state of Illinois, the Child Abuse Awareness Month of April, the event on the 3rd, you know, the screen on the 22nd. Are there specific things you would be encouraging people of prayer to be praying?
I mean, just pray for more awareness. I mean, pray for that. We've been striving for that. We believe that an ounce of prevention is better than a pound of cure. So being more proactive instead of reactive is kind of our philosophy at the CAC.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. That's great. Jacqueline, anything you'd say?
I would ask for prayers for first responders, for those people who have to deal with this every single day. There are a lot of things that we see at the CAC, Jonathan sees at the CAC. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of things that we see as prosecutors that we can't unsee.
Yeah.
And that takes a lot out of you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was walking across the bridge this morning just thinking about this interview and that question in particular. And I think my prayer request is that we get to a point in time in this world where there is no Child Abuse Prevention Month because there is no more child abuse. And I know that's probably pie in the sky, but I would just, I just... You know, I tear up thinking about the fact that we have to have a child abuse prevention a month. And I would hope we can get to a point.
You would think that we were progressive enough that we would have learned and are not behaving that way, but I don't think that's the case.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, not to get too far into faith, but I think we know that the devil is alive and well. Mm-hmm. And
absolutely.
Until that, you know, ends.
I agree. The Bible
also says that the truth will set you free. And I think, you know, I think of these young victims, like you were saying, that they have a difficult time, you know, divulging details. I think praying for the actual victims, you know, we had a meeting last week with someone who is dealing, and the truth will set you free, but it's sometimes hard to get there.
Well, and the guilt is overwhelming. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They feel responsible. Mm-hmm. They feel guilty. They feel like they deserve the abuse because they don't know better.
Right.
And then... You know, take somebody from an abusive situation and then you start talking about the whole area of human trafficking and all where that goes. It becomes extremely horrifying when you start to look at all of that. Yeah. So,
well, I'm looking forward to the event 2 weeks from today, April 3rd at DAC at the Bremer Center, 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Get signed up. Join me at that event. Jacqueline Lacey, State's Attorney, Jonathan Munoz, CAC. Nice to meet you, Jonathan. Mm-hmm. Thanks so for all that you do. And thanks to both of you for just waking up every day, caring about the least of these and making a difference.
Thank you. Thanks for having us on.
All right. We're going to go to break. We'll be right back after this.
This is Deanna from the Witzel Family McDonald's. Our family and staff enjoy being a part of your family's lives. From a stop at McDonald's on your way to work or planning a lunch with friends or coworkers, we understand
you need quick and friendly service with hot and fresh food. I'm Don Witzel. We strive to fill that need every day. Whether you're on your way home
from school or work, the Witzel Family McDonald's are waiting to serve you an afternoon snack or family dinner. This is Rob Witzel, along with my wife, Haley. We're thrilled to now be
serving our customers in Covington, Indiana. As a member of the family, we're proud of
the team's commitment to all of our customers and communities of the Witzel Family McDonald's in Covington, Danville, Georgetown, Hoopston, and Oakwood. This is Jason Spencer. Along with my wife, Katie, we invite you to
stop by
your
favorite Witzel Family McDonald's today. At McDonald's, we're a part of every community.
Now is a great time to join the Witzel Family McDonald's team. Competitive compensation, flexible hours, and locations across the area make McDonald's a smart choice. Apply today at mchire.com. That's M-C-H-I-R-E.com. Joining the Witzel Family McDonald's team is only a click away.
Robinson Chiropractic wants you to know that you're never too young or old to benefit from chiropractic care. Robinson Chiropractic can help increase your mobility and range of motion. Plus, regular alignments just make you feel better. Come get acquainted today. Robinson Chiropractic is located at the corner of Vermillion and Poland Road in Danville, also in Hoopston, Westville, and Watsika. Make an appointment today at robchiro.com. That's R-O-B-C-H-I-R-O.com.
Lakewood Insurance Agency can fulfill your farm and business insurance needs. As a result of our expertise in the insurance industry, we carefully examine your current coverages and recommend options best for your operation. Whether we insure you domestically or directly with Lloyd's of London, Lakewood has the experience to provide the best insurance for you. Service is most important in our agency. Bill and Mary Lou Knight and Justin Silver have your best interests at heart. Find Lakewood Insurance Agency on Facebook or call 217-260-5647.
You're listening to Direct Line on 1490 WDAN.
Well, welcome back to Direct Line. It is Wednesday, March 20. Great interview.
Well, it's a heavy interview to start off the day.
Yep.
I mean, it's just...
But it's an important interview to have that conversation and to understand what is happening. And again, I think at the end of the day, the faith community has not been exempt from this reality.
For sure.
And I'm not going to sit here and throw stones and I'm not going to name names, mm-hmm. but... we got to get our house in order. You know, the text we looked at mm-hmm. Sunday, mm-hmm. I don't know if you remember it or
the
not.
Judgment
First Peter
starts
4.
With the family of God.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I think, unfortunately, we go into, you know, cover ourselves mode mm-hmm. a lot mm-hmm. of the time. And you hit it on the head with, you know, John 8. You'll know the truth and the truth will set you free. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of times we look at that as a really feel-good scripture, which I think it is. But if there's hidden abuse taking place, if there's manipulation mm-hmm. taking mm-hmm. place, that's shameful. And I hope it does come out, mm-hmm. you know? It's a
we
reminder.
We need to speak up.
Yep,
you know,
absolutely.
They always say, see something, say something.
Right,
and,
right.
And that includes us.
Yep.
And I think that's why it is important for faith leaders to attend a conference like this, because sometimes, I mean, I don't know, do they teach you to, in seminary to look for child abusers within your own congregation and how to deal with it?
You know, I loved my Bible college and seminary education. Mm-hmm. I do not remember anything along those lines. Mm-hmm. I had a youth ministry class where I would say it was maybe more of a general mm-hmm. awareness. Mm-hmm. Now, I have been through training since then
right.
because we are mandated reporters.
Right.
You know, as ministry staff, we are mandated reporters. And what's that mean? Mm-hmm. It's the messy part of life. Right. It's the ugly part of life. Right. But I agree with what Jacqueline Lacey said. So many people are afraid to come forward mm-hmm. because when some people have come forward, it's not been happily ever after, you know, right. and it's not right. been dealt with. And I think especially for churches and for Christian organizations, we have to set the standard. We have to be above reproach, even when it's hard, mm-hmm. even when it's painful. And I don't know that that's always happened.
I would say it probably hasn't. I don't know that we're trained well to do it. And
right.
that may be part of what holds us back. I don't know what to do about this, yep. so I'm just not going to do anything.
Yep.
And that doesn't help a child who's suffering right. for sure.
That's why I think it's so important. I mean, I really don't have all day Wednesday, two mm-hmm. weeks from mm-hmm. today, to go to this. Mm-hmm. I got a lot happening week in, week out.
Sure.
But that's why I'm going to be a part of it, because right. I want to see how can I be a part of mm-hmm. the solution?
Mm-hmm.
How can I help bring this reality mm-hmm. to light? And I know it's pie in the sky, but I'd love to wake up 5 years from now and mm-hmm. we don't have mm-hmm. to have a child abuse right. prevention month,
right.
you know?
So. Well, they're doing some hard work.
Yes.
So we appreciate them.
Yeah. So Sunday was a hard day, a heavy day mm-hmm. in a lot of ways, as we looked at this mm-hmm. reality of suffering and this, I guess you would call it a theological discipline. It's called theodicy. Why do bad things? Why does evil exist? You know, if God is good,
mm-hmm.
I think it was really raw for some. Now, I think for some people, they thought that's not my world. You
right.
know,
right.
I'll consider it for a moment. But I know for some people, it was mm-hmm. really something that, mm-hmm. that touched them in a long way. And we sang that song. I can't remember who wrote the song, Blessed Be Your Name. It's been around.
Matt Redman.
Is that who it was? Mm-hmm. Yeah. But you give and take away, mm-hmm. you give and take away.
Yeah.
And then you had an interesting thing happen right after that.
Yeah, you can sing songs. And even we sang it at the prison on Thursday. And I said, right. Even at the prison, I said, this is a hard phrase to sing.
Right.
Because God does give, but he also takes away.
And that's the word of Job. That's what Job said when he had these incredibly awful things happen to him.
Which my mom and I were talking about that at lunch. And she said, we often think, oh, Job, the Bible says he got more children. Okay, he had to raise a whole nother family.
She had
to bear, what, 10 more, how many more children? Yeah. And it didn't just happen
overnight.
It was years. Yeah. And I guess my mom challenged me to think about that. It didn't just get fixed.
Right.
And
it wasn't the easy button from Staples and all as well.
How come, though, we read the Bible and it seems like that? I've never heard a preacher talk about Job and say they had to bear that many more children and raise them again.
Right.
His children were grown. He had already done it.
Right.
And then he had to do it again.
Yep.
I mean, some people would not look at that as a blessing, but because it's hard work.
Right.
And plus he was older
when
he did it. Anyway, so I was driving home from church that day and I got the phone call. Don't panic, but your son is being taken to the emergency room in an ambulance. He had an allergic reaction and he can't breathe. His throat's closing up. And I just thought, I just sang that phrase.
Yeah.
Did I really mean it?
Yeah.
Now, of course, it was just an allergic reaction. He was fine. Yeah. But that's a hard one to sing and to mean.
It really hit me at that moment because, Sunday was one of those days that for me was really emotional. Mm-hmm. I struggled to get through the sermon, just sharing my personal struggle with theodicy 26 years ago. Right. But then every service I had people come up and it just heaviness and will you pray for me? And one person just broke me. It's just one of the sweetest ladies in our church, and she just lost her husband. And she wasn't crying, but she said, it's just so quiet. Mm-hmm. I'm just so lonely.
Yeah.
She said, I don't even know what to really say, but it's just so hard. And I just thought, how many people, that's their reality in a lot of ways. And then I got your text and I thought, oh my goodness, I've been through that with my wife. Mm-hmm. My wife had a hand infection years ago and they gave her a very strong antibiotic that was sulfur based. Mm-hmm. We didn't know that she was allergic to sulfur based medication. And I'm telling you, for a while, I thought she's dying on me. Mm-hmm. She literally could not breathe.
Scary.
It's amazing how powerful IV Benadryl is, though. I'll tell you.
They got, or an EpiPen.
Or whatever.
Whatever.
But and then, God keeps us humble. I thought this was really funny. I'm walking my dog in the neighborhood. And again, I know a lot of my neighbors. There's a lot of them that I don't know. I'm embarrassed to say there's people that come to our church that I still have not connected with. I'd like to say I know every person intimately and I don't. And this guy drives by and I can tell he's really looking at me and Maggie and he slows down. My golden retriever.
You weren't out walking.
You didn't
want to
think it
woman.
Was like my Maggie the dog,
okay,
I should
there
say.
We go.
And so I see the brake lights and he turns around and he comes back and I'm thinking, he was in church Sunday and he's gonna tell me what a magnificent message that was. And he slows down and he looks at me and I'm listening to a podcast and I turn it off and he goes, "You go to Holy Family, don't you?" I said, "No, I don't."
He must have a doppelganger.
He goes, "That's exactly what he said." He goes, "You've got a doppelganger at Holy Family."
Well, that's awesome.
Sped right off. Well, yeah, but I'm just reminded, God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. That's what we're going to look at this week.
It's just amazing how things can change so quickly in life. You get that phone call and you think, I just sang this great song at church.
And there is a happily ever after in this instance. All is well with Riley, right?
Yeah. Just spring allergies that are just particularly bad.
Yeah.
And they did blame it on climate change. I will say that at the ER. They said it's because of climate change, whatever that means.
Okay. Well, I'm glad that it turned out well.
Me
but
too.
That text was a heart stopper for many of us, And hey, this Sunday we wrap up our series in 1 Peter, and I've got a word about elders.
Okay.
And then I've got a word about followers. Because the big idea, I think, is you need to lead well, and I think you need to follow well.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's really hard in 2024 to follow well.
Mm.
We do not follow leaders well. Part of the challenge is that many of the leaders that we have in our world are challenging to follow after.
Mm-hmm.
But I think in the church world, this is a specific word for Christians as related to church leaders.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to spend most of my time just talking about what's it look like to follow. Jesus, I don't know if Jesus ever told someone, go lead. I was thinking about that this morning. Can you think of a time that Jesus called people to lead? You know, maybe you could say the Great Commission when he said, go and make disciples. Maybe you could stretch that out. But repeatedly, Jesus said, follow. And I think that's something that all of us who are Christians can just do a better job of. Mm-hmm. So I've loved 1 Peter. It's been so good. Your sermons have been amazing. Well, thank you.
Really appreciate that.
Part of it is it's just a really excellent short letter in the Bible that I think could be written for 2024. Probably was written for 2024 in many ways is how you could say that. So, and you know, we're just a week and a half from Easter at the Arena. I've got my Easter at the Arena invite cards right here. And, you know, I've been checking the weather because this is an early Easter, and all week long, when the 31st showed up on the extended 14-day forecast, it was rain. But I woke up this morning and the rain's not going to happen until Sunday afternoon. It could still change between now and then. But again, it's a great time to come out. If you are not connected with the church, if you are connected with the church, go to your church on Easter Sunday. You know, it's the biggest day of the year. If you're not connected, though, we would love for you to come to Easter at the Arena, downtown Palmer Arena at the Danville Civic Center, 10 a.m., and it's going to be an absolute great day. Well, hey, let's go to break. We've got a short show because of the junior college basketball tournament. When we come back, there's two articles that I want to talk about. I want to talk about Holy Week, and then I want to talk a little bit about the basketball tournament experience that I had yesterday. You're listening to Direct Line, Greg and Steph, and we'll be right back after this.
You want to be confident that your investments are working for you. Wouldn't it be nice to know that you don't have to go far for the guidance to help make that happen? Dean Crandall works right here in Danville at Morgan Stanley's local office. As your financial advisor, Dean can help create a wealth plan and help you manage your investments, and he can help you work towards a comfortable retirement too. To make an appointment with Dean Crandall, call 217-477-0025. Morgan Stanley Smith Marney LLC. Member SIPC.
Hans Tank Wash is proud to support the Women's Care Clinic. Let's hear now from Interim Co-Director Mariah Hansen.
Women's Care Clinic in Danville provides the love and support every woman deserves during pregnancy. The best news is all our services are free. Free pregnancy tests, free ultrasounds for pregnancy confirmation, and even free consultations with medical professionals. And that's not all. We offer parenting education, mentoring for moms and dads, and help with adoption planning. We also work closely with many community agencies for all the support our families need. More than anything, Women's Care Clinic offers hope, compassion, and care to our clients of every age and background. We'd love to have you join us. To learn more, volunteer, or make a gift, visit danvillewcc.org or call 217-431-0987. Women's Care Clinic in Danville. Changing lives one decision at a time.
Introducing Aunt B. She is Sunset's new comfort dog. Not only will she comfort our guests, but she will also answer questions regarding youth and funerals. I'm Judy Fraser. I would suggest that you email Aunt B today.
Did you know that by planning your funeral or cremation ahead of time, you can lock in today's prices and make affordable monthly payments? I'm Judy Fraser, and if pre-planning is on your mind, I would suggest that you make just one phone call, Sunset Funeral Homes and Cremation Centers.
You're listening to Direct Line on 1490 WDAN.
Well, welcome back to Direct Line. It's Stephanie and Greg on this Wednesday morning. And again, we have a short show for you, but we're grateful for our sponsors that make this possible. And who are those sponsors, Greg?
I am so thankful for Don and Deanna Witzel with McDonald's, Chris and Dacia Robinson. They're with Robinson Chiropractic. Bill and Mary Lou Knight with Lakewood Insurance. The Darby family with Sunset Funeral Home. The team at Hans Tank Wash. And Dean and Gina Crandall with Morgan Stanley. They're good people.
They are.
Talk about Holy Week. I've continued to say this. We do Easter really well as Protestants. We have not always done the entire Holy Week well. So talk about what people can look forward to Holy Week outside of Easter at the Arena or Easter Sunday services.
Well, though you're wrapping up the series on 1 Peter, obviously this Sunday is Palm Sunday, and we will definitely, you know, make mention of it. That was like, you know, Jesus' entry into...
Triumphal entry.
Yeah, into Jerusalem. And
I love the song you picked.
Well, you told me to sing.
I know, but I love it.
Hosanna.
But it's a certain version. There's a bunch of Hosannas, but I can't remember who put this one together.
This
but
is
I
the
really,
Worship Initiative by Shane and Shane, but it's
love
good.
Love it. Yeah.
So then Thursday night, we'll be doing Maundy Thursday, which I've never done a Maundy Thursday service, but it's really when Jesus instituted the communion. And there was foot washing.
There's two kinds of Maundy Thursday services, okay. And all of them have an element mm-hmm. where communion is a part of it, because that's when Jesus said, you know, take this bread and eat it, drink this cup, remember me. Mm-hmm. But some do institute mm-hmm. foot washing. And we talked about, should we do a foot washing service? But I think we'll wait maybe for another year. But I'll tell you, those are powerful services. They really are, you know.
And so, you know, we typically have taken communion together as a church on Good Friday, but this year we're not doing communion on Good Friday. We're going to do it on Maundy Thursday. But then Friday night we do have a Good Friday service, and it's a tenebrae service, which you asked us to do, which is where the lights dim, you know, as we go through all the betrayals that Jesus endured before the cross, and then, of course, his death and burial. And so it'll end in the dark, and but there will be a little light at the end of the tunnel. It's definitely focusing on the very difficult reality, and not just the resurrection, but the death and the burial of Jesus.
Good Friday's a day to be somber. Yes. If you're a Christ follower, mm-hmm. it's a day to be sober. And I don't mean don't get drunk. I mean just realize. I mean, I do mean don't get drunk, but I mean just really focus on Christ died for my sins, mm-hmm. you know?
So we invite you to come Thursday night at 6 or Friday night at 6.
Right.
If you are a member of another church, but your church isn't doing anything, please come and join us. My mom's going to come. And, you know, it's just a good time for Christians to gather and remember.
You know, I love to preach. I love the proclaimed mm-hmm. word of God, but neither of these services will be preaching mm-hmm. heavy. Mm-hmm. They're going to be very worship heavy mm-hmm. and very scripture mm-hmm. heavy. And mm-hmm. I think that's good. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that's okay. And what I like about the Good Friday service is it's saturated with scripture mm-hmm. and many of our teammates are going to be mm-hmm. reading scripture, and it's going to really kind of tell the story of what happened on Good Friday. Right. So I think it's going to be good stuff. Mm-hmm. And we've got a ladies' spring luncheon right around the corner. Now this mm-hmm. is it a luncheon or a brunch?
I don't know.
Think it's a brunch, but I don't know that. I thought the sign up sheet said brunch, but people keep saying luncheon. So there'll be food.
There'll be some food.
And it's going to be good food.
Yeah.
But talk a little bit about Saturday, April 13th, because you're playing a part in this.
Just a small part. Singing one piece of music for Donna Daniil, who is organizing this. But I'm excited to hear, is her name Ruth? Ruth Ann?
I'm not sure. It's Weiss, Jake Weiss's aunt.
Yeah, and anybody related to Jake, I'm excited to hear. So, but she's coming up from Texas and speaking. It's just it's a great time for women to gather and just to have fun.
Yeah.
I think there's some games, there's some gifts, some giveaways, and
And so it's a sign-up situation. Right. It's a ticket situation.
You can call the church office, I believe, if you want to make a reservation at 217-442-7306.
I'm just so impressed how you've mastered the church telephone number. I mean, it's just, it's wonderful.
I know.
Progress. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Well, normally the older you get, you know, the less the mind works, but way to go.
Thanks.
Definitely. Hey, several weeks ago, maybe a couple months ago, we were promoting a conference called The Art of Marriage. Mm-hmm. And Kylie Garrison really championed that. And I think we had like 70 some people come mm-hmm. and be a part of that. And one of the narratives that's out there is that, you know, in the last decade, the rate of marriages mm-hmm. happening has really went in the tank. But doing research for this week's show, I found this article from the Christian Post written by Leonardo Blair, marriages surge past 2 million nationally for the first time since 2019. And this is 2022 data, but mm-hmm. I just thought that was good news. You know, I was not expecting that.
It sounds like COVID affected years of people actually getting married.
But I think stats would say that this is not something that just was a blip because of COVID. Mm-hmm. I think you had seen just the desire to get married over the last several mm-hmm. years was not at the peak that it was at one time. And, you know, we could do a whole segment on why that is. But I was really encouraged to see that for whatever reason in 2022, there was an uptick in marriages.
You're encouraged by that. I kind of found it fascinating where they're happening the most. Like Nevada is the state with the highest marriage rate, and Hawaii, I think, destination wedding. But I was surprised that Washington or the District of Columbia was in there.
Yeah.
I don't know why I feel like D.C. would be like a liberal.
The last place?
Place. But their people are getting married.
Yeah.
That's good.
Well, you know, it goes back to our conversation that we had about Taylor Swift leading up to the Super Bowl, you know, and I told you my dream is that what's his name, Travis Kelce and Taylor, that they get married and they start having babies, and then it becomes a cool thing.
Thing.
Let's get married. Let's have babies. Let's raise a family. I'd love to see that happen.
I think, though, it's expensive to raise a family these days.
It is.
So
I know.
Somebody needs to do something about the price at the grocery store and the gas tank because it's expensive.
So you're saying inflation is a thing?
I mean, I'm an empty nester. I look at families that have kids and how they're having to feed them.
Yeah.
How can they do it?
Yeah.
Well,
no, I mean, I went to lunch the other day with you guys and went in and I got my pot roast sandwich and my French fries and my drink, and it was delicious. But I mean, it was almost $12, you know, for one person, you know. And, you know, if I would have had Marla and Jordan and Jacob and, you know, Peyton and Caitlin with me, I mean, that's a $75 tab. And again, I get it. I understand it. But I don't know that we really take into consideration what that means for the people that maybe don't have a great paying job, you know, or are working hard to try to make ends meet. And in a lot of cases, it probably means you're not going out to eat.
That's right.
And that's not good for the businesses. You know, I mean, there's just this kind of domino effect. And I've watched as some have tried to say, oh, it's no big deal. You know, it's a political initiative that people are pushing. There's politicians that have come out and said, stop complaining about the economy. It's really good. And man, I don't think that's the message. I don't know that that's the message, because I think normal, everyday people are saying, if that's what you believe, you are out of touch.
So I don't know if you're going to have a bunch of babies if you can't afford it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's a challenge, definitely. Well, hey, I had a great day yesterday.
Tell me about it.
At the Junior College National Tournament. And I would just say, if you're looking for something to do, head on out. Great concession stand, exciting basketball action. Junior college basketball, I have to admit, I've not watched a lot of it, but it's very fast-paced. It's a lot of exciting action. I probably saw 10 dunks when I was there. In fact, one dude I thought literally was going to tear the rim off of the backboard.
Yeah.
It was really just good action. And I think it's going all the way through Saturday night. I think you can check it out. Now, DAN is broadcasting every game. That's why we're going off the air early in about 3 minutes, because there's a 9 a.m. game today. But I was thinking, how awesome is it that we have it right here in Danville, and it's so close. I've never been. Shame on me. Now, I'll be back tomorrow. They gave me the microphone, which that's always an interesting time. But
you
know, I did that for years for the high school where my kids attended, and I loved it. But I have to confess, it did become overwhelming when you're the PA guy for every event. You know, I would have weeks where I'd have girls basketball Monday, boys basketball Tuesday, girls basketball Thursday, boys basketball Friday.
Wow.
And my wife's kind of like, you know, we need to. We need to raise up somebody else to grab the microphone, but it was a lot of fun, definitely.
Well, good for you. I'm glad you got a chance to do it, and I heard you did such a great job.
Well, so. I don't know about that, but I appreciate that. It was fun to be a part of it, and
good.
I can't wait to be back tomorrow afternoon. And big shout-out and thanks to Tom Barnes, Tommy B, for giving me that opportunity to jump in. And again, I just want to say to the community, take advantage of that opportunity. It's a really great opportunity. And Steph, I had grand plans to present you with something today.
Yeah.
I was going to give you a Fighting Illini jersey or shirt or hat, because I was so proud of you that you watched my Fighting Illini win the Big Ten Tournament Championship. Garrett, this is major progress. I want you to know right now.
I just want you to know what happened. I was sitting there. I turned the TV on. It just popped up. I don't even know how I got there. And I thought, well, Greg would like it if I watched
this.
And it was actually very good.
You texted and said, that was
Sunday
afternoon. You texted and said, I'm watching Illinois. And then they went down 10 points almost immediately after that.
He got so negative on me. He said, they're looking tired. And I'm like, I think they look pretty good.
But I'll tell you, they bounced back, and they are a fun team. When they are playing well, they're a fun team.
Why did I not get a shirt?
Well, because I have been going left and right, and I have not made that happen yet.
So you have a shirt?
No, I don't.
Oh,
I mean,
but you're going to get me a shirt.
I know you're not a big fan of wearing men's clothing. Like
man's
polo.
Why did you buy me a woman's shirt?
Well, that's what I planned to do that, but I didn't get it done.
We shall see.
Yesterday,
if that plan comes
yesterday was one of those days where, from the time I got up to the time I laid my head down, there was very little time in between.
I
want to just say, number one, congratulations to Illinois on winning the Big Ten Tournament
game.
Championship.
That was fun.
And Steph, I'm proud of you.
When do they play again?
They play Thursday at 2 o'clock, I believe, against Morehead State in the NCAA.
And you made me fill out
a bracket. Kind of filled out
a bracket. Well, I pushed the button that
said autofill. Yeah.
There's a lot of teams.
There are a lot of teams.
I was not going to go through that.
I understand.
No way.
Well, hey, on behalf of Steph and Garrett, the sound guy, thanks for listening to Direct Line. And special thanks to Jacqueline Lacey and Jonathan Munoz for all they do. And we'll see you Sunday in church and catch you next week on Direct Line.
You know, it's easy to make promises. The hard thing is keeping them. Sunset promises to carry your load at a most difficult time. To the communities they serve, they promise to be there for your children, your churches, and your organizations. Sunset promises to help our veterans. They will support them with the same level of commitment these veterans had as soldiers defending our freedom. I'm Judy Fraser, and if you're looking for a family that keeps their promises, I would suggest you make just one phone call, Sunset Funeral Homes and Cremation Centers.
You want to be confident that your investments are working for you. Wouldn't it be nice to know that you don't have to go far for the guidance to help make that happen? Dean Crandall works right here in Danville at Morgan Stanley's local office. As your financial advisor, Dean can help create a wealth plan and help you manage your investments. And he can help you work towards a comfortable retirement too. To make an appointment with Dean Crandall, call 217-477-0025. Morgan Stanley Smith Barney LLC. Member SIPC.
Robinson Chiropractic wants you to know that you're never too young or old to benefit from chiropractic care. Robinson Chiropractic can help increase your mobility and range of motion. Plus, regular alignments just make you feel better. Come get acquainted today. Robinson Chiropractic is located at the corner of Vermillion and Poland Road in Danville, also in Hoopston, Westville, and Watsika. Make an appointment today at robchiro.com. That's robchiro.com.
Lakewood Insurance Agency can fulfill your farm and business insurance needs. As a result of our expertise in the insurance industry, we carefully examine your current coverages and recommend options best for your operation. Whether we insure you domestically or directly with Lloyd's of London, Lakewood has the experience to provide the best insurance for you. Service is most important in our agency. Bill and Mary Lou Knight and Justin Silver have your best interests at heart. Find Lakewood Insurance Agency on Facebook or call 217-260-5647.